All right, it is 9:41 here on WPHN, the Eddie Awards are being handed out this Friday at the Blue Water Convention Center. The Blue Water Area Chamber of Commerce is doing this for the first time. It's a great idea to recognize local businesses, business leaders, and cheerleaders and champions of the Blue Water Area Chamber. In fact, the category that Crystal Mosier is nominated for is called the Chamber Choice, Most Joyful, Kind-Hearted Friend of the Chamber. Sounds like you.
Wow, that's sweet. That's so sweet.
Crystal's with Woman's Life and is a cheerleader for a lot of different causes and things and really this Blue Water area, aren't you?
I am. I love living in the Blue Water area. I love working for Woman's Life, and I really love the Blue Water Chamber.
Where does that enthusiasm come from?
I don't know. It's in my DNA.
That's a good thing to have.
Yeah, I guess it is.
I want to talk about that, but I want to talk about Woman's Life a little bit because it is one of those things here in Port Huron, one of those institutions that a lot of people don't understand or know the history of it, how important it is to Port Huron's history.
It certainly is. One of the most famous women in all of America has the domicile of her business right here in Port Huron, Bina West. At one time, she was considered one of the five most influential women in America. That was back in the 20s and the 30s. Pretty incredible.
Absolutely.
And that's because she created the first affordable life insurance product for a common woman. We are a community life insurer, so we are a different kind of life insurance company. We are a company that makes a difference in people's lives. When we sell financial products, the profits don't go into anyone's pockets, but they go into communities, civic organizations, individuals that have need, and charities.
Yeah, Woman's Life has this charitable component. You have chapters of Woman's Life organizations throughout the area, don't you?
Yes, we do. We're St. Clair County is so unique because we have 20, maybe 30 active chapters in St. Clair County. There is certainly no other county in the United States that has that kind of leverage for giving from Woman's Life.
What does somebody have to do to be a part of one of those chapters?
Well, there's two ways to join. You can pay $20 and become a social member. That's what I promote because I put together the chapters. Mm-hmm. So you can call me up or call Woman's Life and they'll connect you with me. And we'll set you in a group of girlfriends where you can make new friends and you can flourish socially and have an opportunity to give back. Of course, another way to join is to purchase a financial product. And then you become a benefit member. And both of those opportunities offer benefits. We have a plethora of benefits that we offer our membership.
There you go. Woman's Life is in one of the most recognized buildings in downtown Port Huron. It's right next to the old post office. It's a beautiful building.
It certainly is. Yes. We are very proud of our legacy. It's a beautiful building, and people can stop by occasionally. If you call ahead, we can set up a tour for you. We love to have company.
I think that'd be cool because most of us have never seen the inside of that building.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, yes. Well, I have to admit that before I worked there, I wondered what was going on in that company. Now I know.
Yeah.
It's been 10 years, so I figured it out.
There you go. The Blue Water Chamber is nominating you as one of its champions and cheerleaders. What is it about the chamber that's important to you?
Okay, I have to tell you how it all began. It was after a Christmas holiday that I was trying to get back into the swing. Maybe a lot of people have this challenge, but it was after Christmas, and I was just trying to get myself motivated to go back to work, and it was an extremely cold day. 10 degrees, 11 degrees, that's cold for
Sounds
us.
Like
it
January,
was, the wind
yeah.
was blowing. It was
yeah.
awful. And I pulled into a parking lot to go to a Blue Water Chamber event on a fluke. And as I walked across the parking lot into this event, I thought to myself, I will be there with one other crazy person. Who else is this desperate on, a weeknight that they need to go out? And I got into the event, and it was shoulder-to-shoulder people. The place was packed. And I was just amazed. It was my very first experience with the chamber. I made some wonderful contacts that night, and I thought, this is a jewel for business in the Blue Water area. And I have been attending Blue Water Chamber events ever since. I believe it's been about 5 years. And what I love about the chamber is not just that it helped me balloon my business, which it has, but it has really helped me get to know people in our community. And I so enjoy getting to know our business people. It's an extremely social opportunity. And building our businesses is all about building relationships, I believe. And that's what the Blue Water Chamber offers us. So I'm enthusiastic about the chamber because it helped me in my business. And I love to tell people, please come to a chamber event. Let me introduce you to my friends. It's a lot of fun. And Bina was one of four people who started the chamber here
in
Portland.
Oh, no kidding.
Yes. Oh, it was Bina and three gentlemen that brought the chamber to Port Huron. That was 101 years ago this month. And I'm proud of that as well, that I can carry on Bina's legacy in this way. A woman's life pays for my membership in the chamber, which is lovely. But Woman's Life has been a member of the chamber for all of those 101 years, which I'm really proud of that.
You raise a great point. It's so easy for us to get, I think, just sort of entrenched in our day-to-day business, nose to the grindstone. You kind of forget to look up once in a while and see what's going on in this community. And the chamber events, like the Business After Five and other things like that, give you a chance to really mix and mingle and say, hey, there's some really cool stuff going on in this community.
Right. And I feel like, for myself, it isn't just what the chamber can do for me. A lot of times people say, well, what can the chamber do for me? What can the chamber do for me? I feel that the reason our Blue Water Chamber is so extremely vibrant and successful is because people in the chamber serve the chamber. Sometimes it's what we can do for the chamber, and all of our membership makes our chamber so concrete and vibrant. It is a rocking chamber, and I have to thank Thelma and Danielle and Joyce for that. Thelma Castillo was a brilliant pick, I believe, for our chamber coordinator.
Absolutely. And this Friday, the first ever Eddie Awards will be handed out.
And
good luck.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in, Crystal.
Thank you for having me.